Amanda, congratulations on the win. How did the season span out for Pulse?
The season spanned out pretty well for Pulse. We're obviously in our second season. What span out really well is our athletes are performing, and we have got the majority of our athletes that are representing at the Roses Academy, which is at under 19 England level. It's been good in our second season because I've had 2 days of contact time with the girls because I'm a franchise pathway coach. So that's really good. And I'm able to tap in with the girls who live close to the facility over at East London and any of the MPL girls. So it opens up a big kind of hub for us. Training's gone really well. It's been good to be training in an elite environment. So the girls are training to the best. We've employed the best S&C coach. We have the best physio. And we're probably smaller than a lot more kind of other franchises for now. But I feel that we create and have the best quality athletes and the best program on offer, especially in London, where there's nothing on offer for the girls.
And playing at the Copper Box every other week certainly helps as well. That facility in itself is outstanding.
Yeah, the Copper Box is great to play and train in, but what it is very central to everybody. So even if you're travelling far out, you can just get on the train and it's like a 10-minute walk to the facility. And obviously we're on the Olympic Park, so what better facility than that to train in? The staff have been great because we don't just use the courts, we can use the gym and we use all the area around it. So we train on the Olympic Park sometimes. So we have specific sessions, S&C conditioning sessions outside. It's been great.
This season in particular, was there a bit of a race for that final spot? Are we always in among the top teams?
Well, we set our target at the beginning of the season. So we had an annual plan, and our plan was to win every single game this season and perform to the best we possibly can. We fell short when we played against Wasps, and obviously performance is key for us because we want our athletes to kind of progress on because we don't know the state of our team at the moment. So in order for our athletes to perform, they're going to be picked up by other franchises if our franchise doesn't continue because we don't have under-21s or seniors. So, yeah, that's what we planned to do. We wanted solid performances in every quarter. We wanted to expose all our 14 athletes to this kind of competition because they've never had this kind of competition or been exposed to this kind of competition.
How was the standard of the league?
I thought the standard of the league was good. It could obviously be better. I do feel that the quality of netball is really outstanding. There's really good players. But as I say, young players need help with conditioning. And there's a lot of athletes at this young age getting injured or not fit enough or have the capacity to last over 4 quarters. And within franchises, that's the responsibility we need to take in order to create athletes and, you know, future athletes for the international environment. And that's a key area where I think England Netball need to look at or put pressure on franchises in order to kind of develop kind of athletes that can actually have the capacity to last a game and train twice a day and not get injured. And I can't attribute enough to the whole of that squad that's been the best squad I've ever coached in my life to date. It was just a great environment. The support staff, the coaches we have, you know, just the way everybody wants to muck in and do the very best for the athletes and the players at the back. So that has been really great and it's been a pleasure to be part of.
Natalie's vision, I suppose, is the securing the senior team overall.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like being around her and her almost influence and enthusiasm for making it a reality?
Well, I think Natalie works hard behind the scenes. You don't really see her much. She's at the games, but she quietly works hard the back of the scenes in order to kind of create this vision that we want. And she's told us what vision she wants. And we've got people on board that want that same vision. I've lived in London all my life. I've lived on the east side of London. And when franchise teams were made, I had to travel 45 minutes out to a franchise. I, fortunately, was lucky because it was in my adult career that happened. But Natalie's probably the same. We're from the same kind of school of netball. You know, you have to rely on people to drop you to training. And there's too many athletes I've seen as you grow up that have missed out because their parents can't get them to training. So I think Natalie's vision is great. It's very inspirational for young players and players that are not even exposed to netball, that they get this opportunity in London.
Yeah.
So she's worked tirelessly hard, and I know it's been extremely hard. That just makes me put my head down and work, and I don't end up being a burden, or because I know her job is great, and my job is probably just a minimal part of the success she wants to create.
And from those days when you played, probably only 2 or 3 years ago.
it's a bit longer than that, Andy.
Oh, come on.
A bit older than that.
At the time, from then till now, did you expect the game to have grown and developed as it has?
Yeah, I do. I always expected the game to grow because the people who play netball is because they play it because they love it and they want to be the best and compete against the best. So I always thought it would always go this way. I've always thought it would be, I do think it's going to be bigger than what it is. And maybe that's in 5 years, you know. But I do think netball is a sport that people end up loving and want to watch it. So my days, you know, I'm just glad netball's going in the right way. You know, I hope I've contributed to that in some kind of way to make it, you know, inspire people to watch it or be part of it.
Inspiring people doesn't come much better than captain your country. So let's have a look at England, shall we?
You know what's very inspirational, talking about England and captaincy and just the players, just watching that Commonwealth Games final, semi-final and final, I don't think there's anything that could inspire anybody more than those two games.
And you're a teacher as well, so what's that been like when all your pupils came back?
Well, now everybody's a fan of netball. Even the male teachers, they couldn't believe it, and it was all in the newspapers. So the past couple of weeks, the girls have been talking about the England team's success. They've been following them because they've been on BBC and loads of different social medias. And I think what was the biggest thing when they saw them in the newspaper? You know, they didn't expect something like that, because when it was the quad series, we often have the radio on, and Tracy Neville was having an interview as I was walking through one of the classes, and the year five class heard her speaking. And they were like, oh, do you know her? And then from that, some of the girls went to watch the game. And then since that time, now since the girls have won the gold medal, all the girls said they've watched the games, they saw Tracy, they can remember talking about on the radio and how like inspirational it is. So it has done great stuff at work. It's made my job a lot easier teaching them, because they want to push and try their best. So
wasn't the thing where you managed to get 2 bronze medals?
Oh, yes. Yes, we got 2 bronze medals, but that was at the beginning of time.
Come on.
So, you know, we got our first bronze medal in. You know, to be honest with you, watching them win that gold medal felt like when I ever won my first bronze medal. Obviously, bronze and gold are totally two different things. But
a similar feeling.
Yeah, it's the same feel. It was like the same experience. It was just really surreal. It was fantastic.
What would that have been like from Emma's point of view, as a captain leading out your squad to that medal placing?
I just think Emma's done an outstanding job, because it's not an easy role to be captain. I think she has created the best team, cohesive team I've ever seen in the time that I've been there. The way they were on the bench, the way they portrayed themselves on the court, the way when they hit the court, they played. Even when you was watching their kind of Twitter accounts and Instagram accounts and the photos they sent through of how they were after matches, like the team shots, how they were on the bus travelling together. Emma and Jade have done an outstanding job on how to build that team up. Because when I saw that, I knew they were going to win.
Yeah.
And I never get that. I knew they were going to win. So even when we was playing Jamaica, I knew we was going to win. And when we played Australia, I knew we was going to win. And I used to send messages to Neville, because I kept on saying to her, or Tracy Neve, I kept on saying to her, you're going to do this, you're going to do this. And after our game, we played the NPL closing weekend. I was coming home on the train and I had this sick feeling in my... You know when you had this feeling in your stomach? And I felt a bit sick. And I just thought, they're going to win. I know they're going to win. And what did they do? So it still makes me smile now.
I don't think there isn't a single person that is a fan of the game or watches the game will ever get sick of watching that moment.
No, never.
We spoke about it earlier before, but what kind of impact is this now going to have?
Well, hopefully just more media coverage for the players, just getting them more exposure to sport, and also just creating more facilities for more people to play in, making competition underneath stronger. Hopefully now more players will come to this country wanting to play in our Super League competition. Franchises are able to generate more money through the ticket sales because more people want to watch it. And, you know, we just need to attract sponsors, really.
And where's the best place to find out info on Pulse? On Twitter?
On Twitter, at the Copper Box. And, you know, I think sport will be a lot bigger as well. There's no London team. It can't be an English country and not have a London team. Maybe if we had a London franchise, that will help, you know, generate this big buzz about netball, especially in London.